welcome back to the 7th annual March Mayhem of Music. I'm your host, Mason McFalls, with my co-host. Yeah, so we have our first matchup. We have Red Hot Chili Peppers versus Fall Out Boy. So this should be a fun one.
Yeah, what do you guys think of that matchup?
I think Fall Out Boy is hands down the newer band, so I feel like they're going to run away with it.
John, what's your opinion?
I do agree, Fall Out Boys. A lot of freshmen are going to know them. Again, Red Hot Chili Peppers, really a veteran in this tournament. You know, they've won
their first one. They were the first ones to win in the March Mayhem of Music.
64-round bracket, by the way, in the very first one.
That's crazy. I really, honestly, I think that Red Hot Chili Peppers has the upper hand here. Like, people do like Fall Out Boy, but I feel like more people just have loved Red Hot Chili Peppers a lot more, and they just have, like, I feel like people just have, like, a great respect for them.
Like, nostalgia almost?
Yeah. So, I honestly can see them pulling up against Fall Out Boy.
No, I can see that. Like John said, Fall Out Boy is the new guy, so there's tension. I'm
definitely
still indecisive on who's going to win on my part, but
we'll have to wait and see until it's up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Don't forget to vote at Nights Radio.
There you go.
We'll be up within probably an hour or so. So
yeah.
Just keep refreshing your Twitter and it'll be up soon.
Yeah, just press refresh for an hour. You'll get there.
And what do you guys think of the other matchup? Nirvana versus Linkin Park.
That's a good one.
Definitely is a really good one. And, you know, the newcomers in town, Linkin Park, coming up with against a very big band, Nirvana.
Powerhouse, I would say.
Definitely. I feel like the two matchups are very similar, with having the two vets against two newbies to the tournament. So we'll just have to kind of wait and see how that goes.
And Nirvana and Linkin Park are very similar in style of their music.
Yeah, so they both came popular around the same
opinions.
Time almost.
I feel like most people would like both music, but they're going to be torn on who to pick.
Definitely.
That's going to be a fun one.
Especially since, like,
the Billy and Taylor thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, Taylor lost by one vote. It was 50%
tragedy.
0.1 to Taylor's 49.9.
That is the craziest thing.
So you can start tearing up your brackets now if you're at Taylor winning, because it's going to be a riot.
Who knows? That could be their only mistake.
Could be, yeah.
They could have Billy losing after that.
And then we could all blame Chris. Just blame Chris, who's not here right now, but he accidentally voted for the wrong person. So, and they lost by one vote.
Way to throw him under the bus.
Sorry, I had to do it.
So all you Taylor fans, Chris Berdash.
That's who you go after.
Exactly.
I wasn't
going to
give his full name.
He has a new Twitter. I'm pretty sure it's Chris Berdash _1. I think that's it.
He might have to have an underscore.
He might need
two.
To change his Twitter now. If he's listening.
They're coming
Chris,
after you,
buddy.
Chris.
I don't mean any hate. All right, so we have our Red Hot Chili Peppers songs coming up first. To start with Under the Bridge.
Living the city of angels, lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on the streets, cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills, cause she knows who I am. Kisses the wind, and I'm never worried. Now that is a lie. I don't ever wanna feel like I did that thing. But take me to the place I love.
That was Under the Bridge by our, what is it? Our third seed, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Up next, Californication by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen box. get settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication.
What's your...
I'm sorry.
We just had a lovely conversation that we can't talk about, so...
So Red Hot Chili Peppers are great, aren't they?
Yeah, I would say they're probably the best band in the lower bracket that we have.
I wonder what inspired them to make some of their songs. I'm so sorry. Let's move on. What's next?
All right, I heard. Yep.
Fall Out Boy. What do you guys think of Fall Out Boy?
They're really great. I've listened to a lot of their songs before. Like Centuries, The Phoenix, and...
Mm-hmm.
I watch a lot of the music videos with the songs. The music videos are
those
stellar.
Are high budget.
Oh, they really are. They're amazing.
Like the one for Centuries, it looks like Roman. The Colosseum and stuff like that.
In the older, when they were starting, I didn't really understand why the dude in Sugar Were Going Down has horns. Or antlers or whatever they were.
It's just weird.
I'm sure there's, like, some secret inspiration. Like, maybe they talked about it in an interview or something. But, like, with weird stuff like that in music videos, there's usually, like, some sort of, like, hidden message behind it. So,
I'm sure. If you're a mega fan of Fall Out Boy, please add us on Twitter with that answer. I'm very curious on why
I'm gonna try to Google search it right now.
Deer antlers. Well, while you're searching that, we had one fun fact about Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Hold on, let me go back to my page. Okay, they recorded their breakthrough album in a haunted mansion. The album Blood Sugar Sex Magic in 1991 was recorded in the mansion previously owned by Harry Houdini, rumored to be haunted.
Ooh. Spooky.
Boo.
I believe that album. Isn't that like their biggest album too?
I think so.
I think it is like their most popular album. I think that's the one
I'm not
knows.
Sure that I can look it up right now actually. But
if it's not the most,
it was
the
breakthrough
popular
one.
Yeah, definitely.
It would put them on the map basically.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking about album. Music videos from Fall Out Boy, Red Hot Chili Peppers, they have some fun ones. Like the I believe Danny California, that was a fun one.
And oh, then what was
Californication? That was like big-time editing and CGI and stuff there.
Yeah.
Even though now we probably look at it and we throw up in our mouths because of the animation.
How bad it is.
What'd you expect? It was, what, late 90s, lower 2000s?
I mean, what they had back then is probably, like, everyone was like, how did they do this? This is so real life. And now it just looks like this is utterly and utterly fake.
Yeah, like, I watch it now, just randomly, it'll pop up. I'll watch it. I'll jam out to the music, of course. But I'll be totally disgusted at what I'm seeing.
The thing is, with stuff like that, you have to appreciate it for what it is and what it was back then to, like, kind of, like, you know, just have, like, an understanding and everything.
Yeah,
'cause things change, things are new now. And, like, those music videos were considered amazing back then, so... It's like watching, like, a movie from the 80s and, like, being mad that the camera quality isn't that good, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not a lot's changed.
Oh, and Kaylee, by the way, Blood Sugar Sex Magic is their best album.
That's the only album. Yeah. All right. Are we going to listen to another Chili Pepper song, or are we just going to go right into
Fall Out Boy? You guys think?
I think a Red Hot Chili Pepper song wouldn't be that bad.
We'll finish out of it, and maybe we'll play a Fall Out Boy song to lead into our next talk up.
Yeah, so here's Soul to Squeeze by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Thank you. right. There we go. That was Soul to Squeeze by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Now, yeah.
What a great song. I love that one.
I'm going to be honest. First time ever hearing it.
For real?
I know you said it was a very popular song. I haven't listened to much Red Hot Chili Peppers besides
I love
classics.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay, so...
technical difficulties.
Yes,
not that anyone can hear us.
Check, check, check. All right, so that was Soul to Squeeze by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Really major technical difficulties there.
Yeah, we've been having some problems with the mics.
Oh, what a warning.
On my part.
This is why you never mute.
Thanks, Strauss.
Thank you, Strauss.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Strauss. You saved us once again.
Majorly definitely.
He's out there putting his hand in the air. He's like the modern day Superman.
He's our hero.
We need a hero.
Oh, please don't sing, John. Please.
All right. So Red Hot Chili Peppers, they're, your third seed going against your sixth seed Fall Out Boy. How do you think, like, what kind of inspired that matchup? Or was it just kind of how it worked out for you guys?
I think it just, that's how it worked out, honestly, because we didn't even think about Fall Out Boy's final 20 minutes of putting the bracket together.
Yeah, that's true.
We had like
Kaylee
that was
here
Kaylee
really
actually.
Helped out.
Listen, you guys, I was watching them try to figure out their bracket for like a few days, and I was trying to stay out of it because like it's their bracket, but I love like rock, so I'm watching them struggle, and I know they're going to ruin this bracket, so I had to step in. And I just had to fix it for them. I'm like, you guys are leaving out so many bands. No one's going to know these bands. Like, what were some of the bands you guys had in before?
Elton John.
Green Day.
Well, people know Green Day.
People know Green Day. What kind of band? You had Billy Joel, who isn't really rock.
Yeah, I was all on next
that hurt
part.
That hurt my heart.
I love Billy Joel, but, you know. You guys didn't have the Rolling Stones in at all.
I don't like the Stones, so I didn't want to put them or the Beatles in.
Yeah, but they're still important to rock, so.
I mean, I could see why you didn't want the Beatles in.
Beatles kind of old, though. That's kind of why, I feel like.
But the Beatles are timeless, though.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
They are.
So, Fall Out Boy. What do you guys know of Fall Out Boy? Because all I really know are their hits, honestly.
Yeah, well, I'm not. So basically, what you missed during our long, 5 minutes of dead air?
We were having great conversations.
Well, before that, we had an amazing conversation about Red Hot Chili Peppers that we can't talk about on live. But
we know how they got inspired by their
we
albums.
We know their inspiration now. It's a good.
Look it up. All right, Fall Out Boy. How about we play some Fall Out Boy?
Let's end this before I say something. Fall Out Boy. I'm not the biggest Fall Out Boy fan. I never was, but basically, we just talked about their music videos and how we were confused on why the dude in Sugar Were Going Down had antlers.
I still never found an answer to that, actually. So please at Nights Radio with the answer if you have it.
Yeah, we know there's bound to be one mega fan out there that knows everything.
Probably. I mean,
there's always one.
Probably.
There's always a couple, you should say.
Yeah.
Who knows? They might be graduated by now and just hooked on to us.
I don't think so.
No, they're probably a freshman. I know a few of the freshmen, and I'm telling you, some of those freshmen love their Fall Out Boy. I know when I was a freshman, there's that one band that everyone had.
What was it for you then?
I don't know. I didn't listen to music freshman year. I hated music.
How do you hate music?
I don't. I was.
What
in
are you
a
doing
rough
here?
Path.
What are you okay?
How can you hate music?
I don't know. I didn't like music from middle school, and I was even in the plays. Yelling in school. I hated it. I was a theater kid,
too. He was in the musicals.
I was a hyena. I was Peter Pan at once.
Stop. Oh, my God. I was pig number one. All right, we have to move on. We're getting off topic.
Yeah. Fall Out Boy, huh? Love them or hate them, they're a good band. They, poor John over here has Fall Out Boys. He keeps reminiscing on that. Boy.
So sorry.
Boy.
I do the same thing, honestly.
Well, John does this with everything. He said Ah Boogie, which will never be let down.
Oh, no, there's other things that will never be let down.
But speaking of Sugar We're Going Down, we have that song coming right up on our 7th annual March Mayhem of Music.
Testing 1, 2, 3, testing Alright, that was Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy. If you're just now tuning in, this is the 7th annual March Mayhem of Music. I'm your host, Mason McFalls, with my co-hosts,
Nick Lambertino,
John Hollywood,
and Kaylee Lamasny.
Just poked my finger into the mic stand, but don't forget that you can vote at Knights Radio on Twitter. Polls will be up shortly in about, I don't know, 20 minutes or so.
So make sure you guys are voting, because you can't get mad at who wins if you didn't vote.
Yeah, there's no reason to get mad if you didn't vote. It's.
But if you vote, then you're allowed to get mad.
Yeah, if you voted, feel free to riot. Actually, don't riot.
No, we don't want to riot out here.
We don't want to...
Don't want to encourage them, Mason.
They will riot.
No one listens to me anyway, so it's fine.
Say that now.
Yeah. Me on the radio, I'm going to have like a million followers just rioting. We want Taylor Swift. They don't make signs. But we're running out of time for our first bracket, so we're going to finish out the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Fall Out Boy with Centuries by Fall Out Boy. Anybody have an opinion on that song?
Centuries is probably one of their best songs so far.
It's one of their most overplayed songs because it's so popular.
Plus, I think it goes like great in like sports montages.
It's definitely
like
a good pump-up song.
Yeah.
I'm definitely putting this on the Boys Lax playlist for our bus rides, and I'm just going to jam out. They want it all rap, but no. Got to have a little bit of rock in there. A
little bit of flavor.
Can't have fun with just rap. But to end off our segment, we have Centuries by Fall Out Boy. that concludes our Fall Out Boy versus Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Make sure you guys are going on At Night's Radio in a little while and vote for whichever one you want to see move on.
Yeah, so to start off, we have Nirvana versus Linkin Park.
Nirvana is your second seed, and it's going against your seventh seed. So what do you guys think about that matchup?
Like we said earlier, it's going to be like the same style of music. So I feel like it's going to be tearing some people apart from each other.
Definitely. I think Linkin Park might have a slight upper hand since their lead singer recently passed away a little while ago.
Yeah, so they have really the buzz. Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just like, what, 2 weeks ago? It was the, how many years since Kurt Cobain?
Oh, yeah.
It? Oh, man. So that's,
each
that's
one
gonna
has,
be hard.
Each one has their own buzz.
How ironic that we put the two with lead singers. We put them against each other.
I know. Nirvana is a veteran in this tournament, so they also have an upper hand with that. So this is something we're definitely going to have to just wait and see. Who do you guys personally want to see on in this round?
I think I'd rather see Nirvana, because I know them more than Linkin Park.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
That's really my only reason, though.
What do you think, John?
I want to see Nirvana, too. That I like their biggest hit, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
That is one of their biggest hits. Good job.
What about you, Kaylee? What do you think?
I'd like to see Nirvana move on, definitely. But I wouldn't be mad if Linkin Park moved on either, so I'm kind of indifferent, but my vote's going to go towards Nirvana. What
Always
about you?
Want to do this? Like America's Got Talent? Nirvana, you got four yeses. But, yeah, I don't know. Whenever I hear Linkin Park, I just go back to when I was, like, depressed music in middle school.
It is bad music. Like, angry bad music.
It's good to jam out to.
It is. It is really good. I love Linkin Park, too.
But, yeah, as I said, four yeses. I want Nirvana to go forward. I mean,
Nirvana was in this around the time of the round of 60, the first time they ever done this, in round of 64, and Nirvana lost to, again, one of the bands that we have on here, which was Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, so I would like to see them go back up against each other.
And that would be interesting. Yeah. I could see that happening if Red Hot Chili Peppers pulls out against Fall Out Boy, which is very possible. So
anything's possible in this.
Honestly, so, yeah.
I mean, I was surprised by Bon Jovi and Rolling Stones. That was a bit surprising. But to start off with our first Nirvana song, we have Smells Like Teen Spirit. And that was Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. It's probably one of their most known songs.
Definitely, yeah.
I knew that song, but I could not tell you, I could not give you the name of the song.
You don't know the name of that song?
Not at all. Not at all.
Well, it's not like one of those songs that they really say the name in the song. It's more of a... Well, I get it. It is a classic. People tend to know the names of classics more. But if you are a new fan or like you're just hearing it now and you've never heard any other Nirvana songs and you just heard it on the radio, without looking, it could be confusing for some people.
But if you're just hearing that for the first time now, then you were probably living under a rock for your entire life.
I've heard that song many times. I just never knew the name of it. So.
Yeah.
Who knows? They could be young. They could have just gotten iPod Shuffle. All
right, so we don't have much time left, so how about we get into our next Nirvana song, and then we can move on to Linkin Park.
Yeah, we have Lithium.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book of mirrors, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. Found God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was Lithium by Nirvana. That will be the end of our Nirvana songs for today. So on to Linkin Park. What is your opinions on Linkin Park? Starting with Kaylee.
Oh, I think Linkin Park is a phenomenal band. They really are. We were just talking about like how like all of us can jam out to them, honestly. Like once we put them on, we're all probably gonna jam out. We were doing that to Centuries by Fall Out Boy. We're all just like bobbing our heads.
John?
I got some really interesting facts.
Ooh.
Ooh, facts. Bring them up.
You know the song One Step Closer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually filmed in an underground mine.
Ooh.
In addition, money for the release of the singles were taken from a group of their fans.
Wow.
So, could you call that stealing, technically, or they took... It came from the fans. Did the fans give it away?
The fans paid for their music video?
Pretty much.
Wow.
They have some good fans.
I know. I
wouldn't do that.
You see
fans paying for their favorite artist.
I would never.
I mean, that's probably like giving Queen back when Freddie Mercury was alive and like at Live Aid. That's like saying... Here's $2,000 to pay for a video shoot. I'm pretty sure they had enough money, same with Linkin Park, to film. Just that's some good... I wish if I was an artist, I had fans like that. Yeah. Never have to pay for anything in my life.
But here's one more interesting fact for you. They actually... When they first ever started, they were never called Linkin Park.
Really?
They were actually called Hybrid Theory and changed their name to Linkin Park to avoid a trial with a group called Hybrid.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. Hybrid Theory.
I feel like if they kept Hybrid Theory, they wouldn't have been as popular.
Yeah, Linkin Park has a better flow, so that was good on them.
Yeah, I'm super glad they changed, because I don't think I would ever become a Hybrid Theory?
Yeah, that was the name, Hybrid Theory.
I don't think I would say I'm a Hybrid Theory fan. I like saying, yeah, I listen to Linkin Park. I'm a pretty good fan of theirs.
It rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah, exactly, definitely.
What Haley said. But to start off with our Linkin Park, and I move over our Linkin Park songs, we have In the End.
Hello, we are having technical difficulties playing the song, so be patient.
Say, and one. Some more Nirvana right here on Sterling High School Radio. It's the 7th Annual March Mayhem of Music. You're in the middle of Nirvana. Yeah, go. Let it go. Do it. Do that one. Yeah, rock it out. Mason on the controls right now doing some great tunes here. Voting is up for both of these matchups. Make sure you check it out on Twitter at Nights Radio. This is the 2-7 matchup. Nirvana and Fallout Boy. Or the Linkin Park. The other one. It's the other one. Nirvana, Linkin Park. We'll have some Linkin Park coming up for you. In the meantime, it's In Bloom off of the Nevermind album right here on the 7th Annual March Mayhem of Music right here on Sterling Radio.
Yeah.
All right, that was In Bloom by Nirvana. We've had some technical difficulties putting on our Linkin Park songs.
Loads.
It's been a crazy morning, yeah. So we apologize for anyone that was listening, for anyone listening to the archive show. Listen to a lot of dead air, but you know.
Yeah, that's, so sorry about that. But up next, our next show.
Next show will be
tomorrow's show.
Best of 2010s with PJ Ridd and Janasia.
With some great matchups, by the way. Justin Bieber, the 3 seed, versus number 6, Bruno Mars.
Let's go,
huge
Bruno.
Huge matchup, I think, personally.
No, go Biebs.
And then the 2nd seed, Beyonce, versus 7th seed, Adele.
I think Beyonce should win that.
I think Beyonce wins up by a landslide.
All right, so let's get into our last song, our last 2 songs. We're going to go into Numb by Linkin Park. So make sure you're phoning on Twitter, and we'll see you soon.
See ya.
Be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got part of your property. Remembering all the times you fought with deep. I'm surprised it got so things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that